This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. A court in Saudi Arabia on Monday sentenced five people to death for the killing of Washington Post columnist and royal family critic Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey last year by a team of Saudi agents. Saudi Arabia's state-run TV channel reported that three others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had drawn international condemnation for the killing because several Saudi agents involved worked directly for him. The kingdom denies that Prince Mohammed had any involvement or knowledge of the operation. Thousands of protesters marched in parts of southern India as they came out on the roads to condemn a new citizenship law on Monday. The new law allows for Hindus, Christians, and other religious minorities who are in India illegally to become citizens if they can prove they were persecuted because of their religion in Muslim-majority Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. The new law, however, does not apply to Muslims. One of the protesters, Zia, says that they are not a country based upon religion.
We are showing that we are not based on our religions. We stand as an Indian. We die as an Indian.
At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizenship Amendment Act earlier this month. The U.S. military has announced that a U.S. service member was killed in action today in Afghanistan. And making the announcement, the U.S. forces Afghanistan did not provide further details on where and how the casualty occurred. The Taliban, in a statement sent to journalists, claimed the U.S. casualty occurred in the volatile northern Kunduz province. Insurgent groups said it targeted Afghan and American soldiers with a roadside bomb. This is VOA News. After nearly 3 months of waiting, the preliminary results of Afghanistan's September presidential election have been released. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Afghanistan's incumbent President Ashraf Ghani won a slim majority of votes in the country's presidential election. Delayed preliminary results showed on Sunday in a vote that was marred by allegations of massive fraud. But the battle for the presidency is not over yet.
Mohammad Ashraf Ghani.
The Independent Election Commission said Ghani had won 50.64% of the vote, while his main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, had 39.52%. The IEC said that was enough for Ghani to win the first round of voting outright, but added that the outcome could change in final results and that if Ghani hadn't secured more than 50%, the election would go to a second round of voting.
As Reuters' David Doyle, the scorching heat baking Australia eased on Monday, bringing relief from extreme bushfires. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has this.
Back from his Hawaiian vacation, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney on Sunday. And he was on the defensive after his holiday drew sharp criticism as the country's bushfire crisis deepened. Morrison announced he would return home early after the deaths of two firefighters in New South Wales on Thursday. Firefighters made the most of cooler weather on Sunday to access badly burnt towns and contain any blazes before the expected return of hotter conditions at the end of the week.
That's Reuters' Amor McCarthy. Opposition politicians in Africa face tough challenges, including arrest, intimidation, and violence, as they struggle to upend decades of rule by the parties that originally brought liberation from colonialism. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Being in the political opposition means speaking out against larger forces. But in Africa, it can also mean intimidation, arrest, and violence. This year, longtime ruling parties clinched presidential victories again in Botswana, Mozambique, Namibia, Senegal, and South Africa. South African opposition politician Musi Maimane says he fears African regimes are becoming bolder and more dangerous.
The incarcerations that are taking place of opposition leaders, the violence that is taking place, is a deep concern.
But he says the struggle is bigger than one party or one country.
I think what has become true is that institutional politics is being disrupted all over the world.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Maimane resigned as head of the party in October, but he says the struggle is bigger than one party or one country. For more on these stories, voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.